I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Winter is approaching in Afghanistan. The landlocked mountainous country will see cold, dry weather with a likely food shortage caused by the Taliban takeover. Reza with Global Catalytic Ministries says Afghanistan grows very little food, and imports will be hampered by blocked roads.
We are actually sending in resources, financial resources in the country. We're one of the only organizations that can do that right now in this crisis. And so we're buying a lot of food for the believers, for the people who are in need, all throughout the nation.
Times are desperate, says Reza, and they might stay that way. But God can still work during Islamic revolutions. Reza points to Iran, now home to the fastest-growing church in the world. Ask God to give Afghan believers safety and boldness to proclaim the name of Jesus. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And if you're over the age of 30, you probably remember what life was like before we had the internet, smartphones, and social media. With today's technology, you can post, watch, or create anything your heart desires as long as you have Wi-Fi. Digital media offers an opportunity that most Christians miss. Doug Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries explains.
It allows you to bring the hope of Jesus to the ends of the earth. The enemy has been using technology. He has put sin at the fingertips of every person. He is where people are hanging out, and he's offering what he would like them to turn to. How exciting is it that we can be hanging out in the public square as well, drawing people to Jesus through these amazing technologies?
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.